light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Alive!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding through the night on the gravel floor of an arroyo when they heard the shot.
Oh, Silver, oh,
oh, fella, oh, fella.
Easy. You heard that, Tonto?
Ah, it's gunshot.
Which side of the arroyo?
Me think it's that side.
That's what I thought. Come on up to the top of the bank. Come on there, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Come on, fella.
Here you go, boy. That's
come
it.
Come on, Scout. Come on.
Easy, Tonto. Hold it. Whoa.
There's light way over yonder.
Yes, I see it.
Maybe house. Maybe campfire. Too far to tell.
Come on, Tonto.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
As the masked man and his Indian friend raced across the level ground, the dim light took form. The glow resolved itself into a small window. The light came from a single candle that burned inside the one-room cabin. Just beyond the cabin, there were trees. The edge of a dense forest.
Oh, Silver. Oh, hello. Oh,
I wonder if those shots came from here.
We soon know.
Right there, Silver. The door is wide open.
Let me see it.
I'll take a look inside. Otto. The man in there on the floor.
Him hurt.
Put the horses in back and take a quick look around. I'll see about the man.
Come, 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 come.
Steady there, steady.
Help me.
I'm going to. Let me see how badly you're hurt.
It's bad, ain't it?
You've been hit twice. You know who did it?
It was the killer. The same one.
The same one? What do you mean?
He got the others. I'm number four. I knew too much.
Can you name the man who shot you? Name him. Just his name, that's all.
Oh. How bad, fella hurt.
Too far gone to help, Tonto. Just a minute. Oh, his heart is still beating. Get some water. There on the table.
Yeah, you get it.
If you can just get him conscious long enough to breathe one word, he'll name the man who shot him.
Here. Get water.
Pour some on this. He said something about being the fourth man to die. There, that's enough. If you speak, be sure to catch every word.
Now, Pete, some Sometimes I think we're just a couple of plain and fancy fools to keep on being deputy sheriff.
Well, it's better no job at all, Hank.
It's all right till this mysterious murder man started operations around here.
Yeah, I know.
This past couple of weeks, we've done nothing but ride down 100-odd blind trails. I'll lay 2-1 this here is to be another one of them.
Where'd his nibs get the notion that the killer might go after old Clint?
Well, I don't know. Where'd his nibs get all his other notions? Doggone his hide, if he can't do his own work, why don't he resign as sheriff and let one of us have the job?
Ah, don't be too hard on Demerick. Ain't his fault he can't walk.
Maybe not,
well,
but
you
I
might get crippled up with rheumatics yourself someday.
Well, take my word for it, Pete. If ever I am, if I'm sitting at home while a couple of critters like you and me do all the work, I'll see that them same get the credit.
Maybe Sheriff Demerick will give us the credit.
That's funny, Will. You rave and rant and howl for action until we run this murder man down. When we do, he'll take all the thanks reward money. You see if he does.
Oh, stop your growling, Hank.
He thanks us for not getting the killer, but won't give us no credit if we do.
Yeah, there's Clem's cabin.
There's a light going. They'll go sup later than usual.
Yeah.
No, Pete. I think Sheriff Demerick's got spies.
Spies?
Yes, sir. I think he's got some galoots around town to whisper things in his ear. He sure has some way of knowing things.
Hey, that's a horse.
I heard him.
Well, Clem don't keep a horse, does he?
Not that I know of. He didn't have one last week.
We better rein up right here and be careful how we close in.
Ho there.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a crack at the murder man, whoever he is.
You better unlimber your gun.
Oh, now leave the horses at ground hitch. We'll go ahead on foot.
Keep your voice down.
Yeah.
The horse again.
Yeah, it's beyond the house.
Pete, there's someone moving about in there. I seen the shadow.
Oh, if you close to the door, we'll jump in sudden.
Yeah.
This way now. I'll give the word.
Whatever you say.
Oh, now.
I should part. Stick him up.
Stick him, fellow.
There they are. Stick him.
Hey, sorry.
Oh, let go of me.
Knock his gun down, fellow.
Oh! You ornery masked killer, I'll get you. First time you get loose.
Next time you call, don't telegraph.
Oh.
Come on, fellow.
Uh-huh. Hey, come on back here. Hey, Hank, they're getting away.
Oh, my God.
Where'd he knock my gun? Dad rat it all. I can't find it.
Get him, Pete. One, two, get him up the coat. Hey, they're going away.
Thunderation. Hank, what are you doing on the floor?
That masked man, he tagged my chin. Look at my chin, Sheriff Demerick. You can see that I sure stopped something mighty hard.
Honest, Sheriff, we didn't have a chance. Those two must have known we were sneaking up. They're waiting for us as soon as we stepped through the door.
They?
Yeah, there was two of them there. Redskin and the masked man.
Well, why'd you let him get away? Why didn't you shoot him?
Well, Hank was falling on the floor and the Redskin knocked my gun out of my hand. I'm astounded that they got away in the woods.
Well, it's no use trying to follow him in that woods, Sheriff.
I figured we'd better come right here to you and tell you old Clem was dead.
That's 4 deaths in the past 2 weeks. A fine pair of nincompoops I have for deputies. Oh, if my legs were better, I'd show you young squirts a thing or two.
We've done our best, Sheriff.
Your best wasn't good enough.
Well, we couldn't help it,
I
Sheriff.
I told you two galoots that Clem was in danger. I bet you dawdled on your way to his plane.
Well.
I knew it.
How'd you know he was in danger, Sheriff?
He was in town today. Called on Judge Parker and told him he had a pretty fair notion as to who the murder man was.
He did?
Yes. Judge brought him here to my house and told me about it.
What'd he say?
He said he had some sort of clue to the man who killed Doc Robertson.
Well, that'd be the same man that killed and robbed them two newcomers just before Doc Robertson was shot.
Probably.
Did he say what the clue was?
No, he promised to bring it into town tomorrow.
Well, poor old Clem must have liked walking. It's 4 miles to his place.
Chances are Clem bragged all over town about knowing something. The murder man heard him.
That's what I figured. That's what I thought would happen. So I sent you two to Clem's place, thinking the killers would go after that evidence. And what happened? You got there too late. No.
Well, anyhow, Sheriff, we did learn something. We learned that there's two men instead of one.
Yeah. And we also learned that one of the pair is an Indian that's called Tonto.
From the home of the crippled sheriff, Hank and Pete went to the cafe and told their story. By midnight, everyone had heard of Clem's death and the masked man and Indian who were to be hunted down. No one paid any attention to a tall stranger who had drifted into the cafe. There was no reason to suspect that he was the subject of most of the conversation. because he wore a disguise instead of the mask that the lawman had seen.
Is Demery going to form a posse to find that masked hombre in the Redskins?
Well, sure he is.
The first thing in the morning.
Oh, you're starting out until daybreak, I suppose.
No. By thunder, I sure hope we get those killers. Oh, Clem was my friend.
Well, we'll get them all right, won't we, Pete?
You bet.
Well, do you think you'll recognize them?
Huh? What's that, stranger?
Did you see the men who escaped from Clem's house? Well, you can identify them.
Doggone right. The masked one clipped me right here in the chin. Look, see how I'm swole up.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, I'll get square. Just wait till I see him the next time.
Look right at him, Toto. He didn't recognize me without my mask.
Yes.
We're safe here in camp until morning. Tomorrow at daybreak, a posse will start looking for us.
Well, maybe it's bad we run away. Maybe better we stay and place murder, meet lawmen.
Well, we had to escape or surrender, Kemosabe. We'd surrendered, we might have been found guilty of Clem's death. Cards would have been stacked against us.
What we do?
Well, if we stay here, we'll be found.
We go away?
If we do that, the real killer will never be found. Tonto, that man's guilty of four murders. He's got to pay.
But how we get proof?
I thought over a plan on the way from town, but maybe a dangerous one.
Oh. And what's your plan?
Tonto, you've got to go to jail, and I've got to put you there.
Posse set out at daybreak. 4 hours later, Sheriff Demerick sat in a chair on the porch before his office with a blanket across his knees. He was roused from a doze by a fierce clattering of hoofs. He looked up to see Pete Hank and another member of the posse leading a furiously fighting paint horse.
Hey, what the sham here?
Hey, hang on, Joe. Hit on the rail. I'm tired of critters. Maybe
you'll
be quiet. Stop
riding.
Hey, calm down. All right,
that's up to
hey,
hey,
Sheriff, look
what
we got.
What's that?
It's the horse of that Redskin, one of the two killers. He found the camp, Sheriff.
Where's the Redskin? Did you shoot him?
Oh, we didn't see him. Looked all around. There's no sign of him. So
we left a couple of men in hiding to watch the camp in case he goes back there.
What about the masked man?
There was no sign of him.
How do you know that this is the Redskin's horse?
There's a couple of clear footprints, Sheriff. They're moccasin prints.
Huh.
We compared them to some prints near Clem's house, and they checked.
This is the right horse. There's no doubt of it.
Hey, what's this coming down the street?
Pete, that's the Indian.
Well, sure enough, that's the critter.
Yeah, but who's the old desert rat riding that horse and bag of them?
He's got the Redskin at gunpoint. Looks like he captured him. Okay, well, look, he's marching him right up here.
Silver's pure white coat was dirty. So were the tattered clothes and the floppy hat that the slumped-over figure in the saddle was wearing. It was a curious disguise that the Lone Ranger had chosen to appear in town with Tonto as his prisoner.
Hey, you Indian, get your hands up. We want you.
Hold on there, gents. This here critter is my prisoner. I guess him trying to steal more.
Oh, me not steal him.
Oh, steal too, huh?
Me only try to ride him.
Hey, look. The paint recognized the Redskin. Boy, darn, that's proof. We want you, Tom.
We'll take Chicago.
He's wanted for murder.
Murder, you say?
Four murders.
Well, is there a reward?
That's none of your affair. We'll take charge of the prisoner. Now you get along.
But if there's reward money coming, I stick around. Maybe give me a little.
I said clear out. Now I'm the law. If you don't, we'll throw you in jail for vagrancy or something.
All right, Sheriff. All right. I'll get if that's the way you feel about it. I don't want me no trouble. Get up there!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. Judge Parker arrived at the sheriff's office soon after Tonto had been locked behind the barred door. Sheriff Demerick's two deputies carried the crippled lawman to a chair just outside the door of the cell.
We'll be around, Sheriff. If you want us, just hop.
Is it all right for me to talk to the Indian now, Sheriff Demerick?
Go ahead, George, and see what you can do with him.
Hey, tell me your name is Tonto.
Me, Tonto.
Well, now, Tonto, let me tell you something. The law is more interested in a white man who wears a mask than in you. Now, if you'd help the law, it might help you when you go on trial.
Me get proof that masked man, Tonto, not murder.
Proof? Why, you low-hole Ryan?
He might be telling the truth, Sheriff. You remember what Clem said when he came to town yesterday?
He was just talking. That killer's too slick to let anyone have any proof against him.
Tonto. If you'll trust me, I might be able to help you.
Me wait.
The man who was killed last night said that he thought he could bring proof against the murdered man sometime today.
And proof come tonight.
How's it coming? Who's to bring it? I think you're an out-and-out liar. That's what I think.
You wait. You see. Masked friend come here into town. Him bring proof against murder man. Him show everyone that Tonto not killer. Him show everyone who real killer is. You see.
You mean to say that your masked friend is the one who's to bring that evidence?
That's right.
Sheriff, I wonder if we've been accusing the wrong people.
Not on your life.
But your deputies didn't actually see the murder.
Well, they got here right after it.
I understand they weren't near enough at the moment of the shooting to hear the gunfire.
Well, what of it?
There must have been considerable time between the shooting and the time Hank and Pete reached the house. Now, why would the masked man and the Indian stay around so long?
They were searching the house for something or other.
Just a minute, Sheriff. Tonto, you said the masked man would come here with proof against the murder.
You wait. You see.
Where is he going to get that proof?
Well, him come by way of Red Gap. Him come sometime tonight. Him show who killer is.
For some time after the judge had left, Sheriff Demerick sat in deep thought. From time to time, a townsman dropped in to see if he needed anything. At noon, a man brought a tray of food from the cafe.
Put it right down here in the desk, Joe.
There you are, Sheriff. Anything else?
Joe, it's being said around town that we don't have evidence enough to hang that Indian if he goes on trial. You heard talk like that, didn't you?
Well, seems that the judge thinks there's room for doubt as to his guilt.
Just so, just so. And because of that, some of the boys are talking of hanging him. What's there to it?
Honest, Sheriff, I haven't heard a word about a lynching.
Just because I can't walk, some of the boys figured they could get away with stringing up the redskin.
Sheriff, is it true that a jury might turn him loose?
How do I know? He's got to be tried on the evidence we got. If that don't convict him, he goes free.
That'd be a downright shame.
Joe, you sure you haven't heard any lynch talk?
No, but it's a good idea. The boys here in the cafe have heard lynch talk?
Nary a word.
We never had a lynching around here.
Boys, old Clem is my best friend. It'd be a sin and a shame if that murdering redskin is to go free because we don't have more evidence.
Judge says he might go free.
He and that masked man are as guilty as sin. They killed four people.
That's right.
Maybe we should see how a trial comes out. He ought to have a chance in court.
Those killers never give anyone else a chance.
Look, boys, it's easy to hold a necktie party after Sheriff went to bed. Even if he did hear the excitement, he couldn't do anything about it.
Now, hold on. Wouldn't we be taking unfair advantage of the fact that Demery can't walk?
But, Gala, boys, I'm for keeping things quiet so the deputies don't hear any talk.
They're still out hunting the masked man.
Now, just a minute, boys. Before we come to any decision, let's see what some of the other fellas around town have to say about it.
All right, let's find out.
Once idea of a lynching gathered force as the day advanced. By late afternoon, a large majority were in favor of hanging Tommy without waiting for a trial. Those who had objected had been cried down.
I'm all for it.
Me too. Let's make sure that redskin don't go free.
Bring him up! Boys, listen to me. As soon as the sheriff is in bed, I'll come and let you know. Then we'll move on to jail.
Demolition bed?
Yeah, I helped him into the house and hung around nearby, watched till his light went out.
Yeah. Come on, boys, let's go get that murderer. Come on.
Bring up that battering ram.
Stand back here so we can smash her against the door.
Get back. Stand back so we can push the door in.
All right, here we come. Let her go, boys. Now, let's fire.
There's a cell. And there's a redskin.
We come for you, Injun.
Now we got to bust the lock on the cell door.
Try a couple of bullets on it.
Here, I got a gun. Now let me get at it.
Hold on, you pack of
crazy. Hey, the evidence.
Stop it.
Would you come back into town?
Never mind that. Break it up. Go on back home. You can't lynch that redskin.
Who says we can't?
We're going to. He's the murder man.
Now, wait. Wait a minute. Listen to me. There'll be proof that he's not guilty if you'll just wait.
Oh, you're just saying that so we break up.
I'm giving you true facts. Just wait till a little later.
We're going to hang the redskin. You can't stop us.
Grab him, boys. Hang on to him. You're making a mistake. Let him go, boys.
Stop. Hang on to him.
No.
Now try a gun on that lock.
That did it. Boys, don't touch the Indian. Wait till the masked man gets here. He's coming from Red Gap. Just wait. That's all I ask.
If he comes here, we hang him.
Right alongside the engine. Come on, Tonto. You've got a big appointment with the loot.
The Lone Ranger had ridden out of town soon after appearing in the disguise of an old man. He stopped on the trail to Red Gap and removed the disguise. Then he donned his mask and waited until after dark. He was on the back trail heading toward town. The route from Red Gap went through a narrow gap that was ideally suited to the purposes of anyone who wanted to wait in ambush. A dark form crouched waiting as the masked man approached. The dry gulcher waited until he saw that the solitary horseman wore a mask.
That's the man.
He rested the barrel of his rifle on a rock, then drew careful aim. Before his finger tightened on the trigger, a voice spoke sharply from somewhere behind him.
Drop it!
Huh?
No!
We have you.
I smashed his rifle.
Who's over? Hold on.
Here's your man.
We got him.
Here's a big fella. Here's a rope for him.
No, wait.
This'll hold you.
George, Pete, help me! Shoot that masked
man. We're on that masked man's side, John Repulsa.
You bet we are, Dimmick.
Oh.
The masked man came to me and said you could walk. I wouldn't believe him. He talked for a solid hour last night, persuading me to help him.
Last night?
Yes. He's the one who put Tonto in jail. Then I talked to the Indian enough to make you think the masked man would come this way with proof against you.
And you walked right into the trap. You walked as good as any man. The judge and I followed you all the way from your house.
How'd you know so much?
That was easy, Demerick. Old Clem lived long enough to name you.
Clem?
He told about two people new in town that were killed and robbed. Then the doctor was killed. Clem found a vest button near the doctor's body. Well, after thinking things over, Clem realized that the button might be a clue to the murderer. He came and told you about it. You went to his house last night and killed him, so he couldn't tell anyone else about the button.
The chances are, Doc knew he'd fixed you so you could walk.
Yeah, fool sawbones. He'd be alive today if he hadn't put two and two together and accused me of doing for the newcomers.
It's pretty smart sending me and Hank on a lot of blind leads.
Yeah.
We took our time going to Clem's house, and you had plenty of chance to get there ahead of us while we thought you was home in your bed.
Indeed. That's Hank right this way.
Wondered why he didn't meet us to follow this killer.
It's coming fast.
Wonder what's wrong.
Pete! Judge! Hold there! Oh! The masked man. It's good you're here.
Well, what's the matter?
A lynch mob.
What?
I tried to stop him, but they grabbed me and held me. I just got away from them.
They're hanging that redskin. I fixed that.
You fixed it.
Maybe that masked man's got me, but I've done for his Indian pal.
Here, Silver. You're going with me, Sheriff.
Hey,
hold on a minute. You're going with me. If we're too late, I'm not sure what'll happen to you. Come up here.
Hey, let me down. Judge, please, stop it.
It was the race of a lifetime. Silver ran as never before, despite the double burden on his back. The mighty stallion seemed to recognize a different quality in the masked man's voice.
Come on, Silver.
He seemed to know a life depended on his speed. Thank you. Tonto was seated on his paint horse Scout. His hands were tied behind his back and a noose was around his neck. From the noose, a rope went over a convenient branch of the hangman's tree.
This is it, Tonto. Slap the horse out from under him.
Right.
Steady, fella. Get up there. Now, what's the matter with that horse?
Slap the critter again.
Come home. Get along there. Well, what do you know?
Hey, here's a masked friend. Him tell truth. Him tell me not killer.
Hey, he's got the sheriff with him. We left the sheriff in bed. What's he doing with that masked man?
Give way there. Get that man.
Now, hold on. Don't shoot the man. Hit the sheriff.
Hold on. Hold.
Get him, boys. Make him turn me loose.
Don't try it. I'll cut that rope, Tonto.
Four bullets for anyone who draws a gun. Cut that Indian's hands free. I brought you your murderer.
No, no, boys, don't believe him. Let me talk.
Here's the man who couldn't walk. Get down there, Demerick.
What? Look at that. Why, he's standing up.
Yes, and he can walk. He walked to the pass to ambush me. The judge is on the way to back my story. So is Hank and so is Pete.
Come to think of it, by ginger, Demerick, it was you that first mentioned hanging the Indian.
Here comes Hank and Pete.
And the judge right behind us.
Well, cut that redskin loose. By thunder, boys, we've made a terrible mistake. Cut that rope off his hand.
I'll do it.
Why? The sheriff is the killer.
Hang on to Demerick. Throw him in jail.
Well, you're free to go, Tonto. Doggone, it's a good thing that paint horse of yours was stubborn.
Oh, hey, him not stubborn now. Him go and Tonto say so.
Come on, Tonto.
Get him up.
Come
on. I'm still there.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.